1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
We were speaking about baseball and the lack of interest in baseball. We're going to bring on Raj Fineen, who's a writer for Baseball World Digest, to talk about the sliding popularity of the game and the game's position in the world. And, Mr. Fineen, thanks for joining the Phil Henry program.
Thank you.
America obviously is angry when it comes to baseball, and you see a larger tie-in with the international scene, right?
But this is America. Since 9/11, I think the people of this country understand that baseball is not the end all the be all, you know. And since America has increased its interest toward Islam, the reason, of course, is because America does not want to anger Al-Qaeda any more than they have. This is a good first step of the American people.
That the American people don't want to anger Al-Qaeda, and therefore they're leaving baseball.
Yes, sure. Because this, if you look at the history of this sport, gradually this, after strike after strike after strike, the people would come back to this game. But this is the first season, baseball season, that the people are staying away from this game. And this is the first season that they feel, if there is a strike, that this game will come to an end. So I believe Arabs, you must understand, the Arab people, they hate baseball. It represents the colonialism of America. Since 9/11, interest in America toward this Islam is increased many times. The reason is because America does not want this to anger Arab countries any more than that. This is a good first step of the American people to realize the Islamic way and not engender any more anger and respect for the path of the Prophet.
But we're still interested in the sport as a sport.
Well, I think America is still interested in baseball as a sport, but understand, it is better not to show too much enthusiasm in order to reach an understanding with Muslim world.
So, we're staying away from baseball because we inherently know that it is too American, and that's exactly what's making Al-Qaeda angry, right? So we have to stay away from baseball.
Now, if you want to reach this understanding with the Muslim world, you must lose this arcane manifestation. This is an arcane manifestation of American culture. Baseball is one of them. Look to the Arab world. Emulate the way they live. Begin to understand it's best if we reach understanding Islam is the way. I came to this country. I started to write for Sports Illustrated this 7 years ago.
You were writing for Sports Illustrated?
Yeah. I was assigned to write baseball. And I, from my orientation, I did not enjoy it. I hate baseball. My people hate baseball.
Where are you from?
I come from Alexandria, Egypt.
And Arabs hate baseball.
No, but I came to this country because the writers make more money. I needed more money to bring my family over. But make no mistake, I hate baseball because it's nothing to bridge the gap between Arab and American people.
You hate baseball. You believe America is doomed. Why are you a sports writer?
Well, because I want to take the opportunity to write about my favorite sport. Other sports I like is soccer, football. I knew I had to take this opportunity.
All right, so you think baseball is not pleasing to the Muslim countries. What would you advise Mr. Bush to do? What would you advise us to do?
But I think in order to stop the acrimony between the Muslim countries, those nations have accepted this prophet, it's advisable to stop this game.
What would you say to Mr. Selig?
To dismiss this from the American sporting landscape. This problem is simply this. The Arab people are fierce people. They have known war. They are embarrassed to play this game. This is no game of a warrior. This is not the game of an athlete. This is American game that is played with a stick and ball, hit the ball, you know, you run after the ball. It's a silly game. But these millionaire people, this is not a game for a man. This is not a game for a man.
You realize, Mr. Fineen, and as a writer, I'm sure that you know this, everything you're saying angers a lot of Americans, okay?
Right, but this is not to anger America. This is to open the eyes of America. This is not...
When you say that the national pastime is a silly game and isn't a man's game...
This is not to anger America. This is to open the eyes of America to say that if you... to build a bridge between America and Arab country, to build a bridge between my people and America people. This baseball is not a man's game. I do believe this is the case because, you see, children wearing this gear, these jerseys, these baseball caps, no child wears this baseball gear. America realizes baseball is not good for them. It is only going to bring destruction. This is not what you wish to do.
If we keep playing baseball, we keep angering the Arabs, the Muslims, and Al-Qaeda.
Yes, sure. Oh, but to say is not to say to tell you what to do, but to tell you what is best.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Baseball writer Raj Fanin. You know, you don't speak too much like a baseball writer, Mr. Fanin. You sound more like a political commentator.
But you see, this is the world that we live in. This, everything is intertwined. Everything is holistic. And bring together.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Baseball, for the last, oh, I don't know, year or so, 2 years, actually ever since 94. And would you say it all started with 94?
But this baseball strike, 1994, this is the worst time for this country to strike. Because there was the prosperity. There was a prosperity. But for the people to strike, the baseball players, now is a good thing. This good thing, because it will begin to open the eyes of American people. This is not a man's game. This is not a game that is going to engender the goodwill of the Muslim people.
All right, so striking now, you'd like to see baseball strike, and you'd like to see baseball just go out of business.
Yes, sir. The American children, they see this, the way of Islam before the American adult. That is why the children don't wear the baseball outfits. Baseball is not a game for men. Baseball is a game for women. Not a game for men. Baseball is a game for women.
You realize these things, they're kind of making me angry, okay?
Not to make you angry. This is to open your eyes. There's no percentage to make you angry. I'm not trying...
But it makes me angry when you say that baseball is a game for women.
Well, you are talking about baseball. Just be quiet and listen to me for a minute. You are talking about baseball.
No, but when you say that baseball makes you angry...
No, but be quiet. Be quiet for a minute. Just shut up, listen. Baseball is not a game for men. Baseball is a game for a woman.
And but that makes me angry.
Shut up and listen to me for a minute. Shut up and listen to me. The Muslim way, the Arab way, is to be a man. But baseball is the best way for America. Is to lose their connection to this game. To lose their connection to this game. And to begin to become sportsmen in the international sense and not the unilateral national sense.
All right.
Shut up. Listen to what I'm saying to you. Do you hear what I'm saying to you?
I understand, okay?
All right, now listen to me. Listen to me. Keep your mouth shut. Listen to what I'm saying. Baseball is for women.
It makes me angry.
Be quiet. Be quiet.
All right, I have to take a call, okay?
Yes, sir.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show, Raj Fanin, sports writer. He's a baseball writer for the Baseball World Digest. He says that baseball is not a man's game. The best thing that could happen was be for baseball to leave the American landscape and for the American people to bridge their gap with the Arab people. Mandy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
How is it any of the Arab world's business what we do? I just want to know. How is it their business?
It's not for us. I am simply saying to you, if you wish to maintain good ties and not make Al-Qaeda any more angry than they are today, to stop this baseball.
They have no reason to be mad in the first place. Baseball is not a reason to be mad. It's not a reason at all.
Arab people do not like baseball because this is a simple game. This is not a men's game.
Who cares? So what?
It's not a men's game. But so what? Why do you think 9-11? Why do you think this is a terror?
You know, I don't know.
So you want to see if you want to make Al-Qaeda even more angry, then you play baseball.
Okay.
So what are you telling me? There's going to be more terrorism if we keep playing baseball?
All I'm saying is it continues to anger the Al-Qaeda. It continues to anger Arab people.
What about football and basketball and hockey and softball? Does baseball make Al-Qaeda angry too?
We are going to deal with that. But right now this is a baseball game. If America wants terror, to keep playing baseball.
If America wants
baseball has been around for decades. So why are they just now getting so angry about it?
Mindy, listen. We've always been angry about America, colonialism, America pushing its weight around, telling everybody what to do. And then we look at America, and we see them play baseball. You tell us what to do. You tell us how to pump the oil. Then we look at your guy. You play baseball.
We tell you what to do when you run planes into our building.
Be quiet for a bit. I'm going to tell you something.
Don't tell my guests to be quiet or my callers, okay?
Just be quiet. Just shut up for a minute. I'm going to tell both of you something. If you wish to keep this bad will between Arab people and America people, keep playing this baseball, which is no game for a man.
Okay, but...
Shut up. Listen to me. Keep playing this baseball, which is no game for a man. Is
not a game for a man.
Shut up.
Don't tell her to shut up, okay?
Asking you to shut your mouth for just 1 minute. Baseball is not an international game. This game played only in America. And why must Americans be so stupid? Don't you all realize you want to heal, you must stop shoving America way down your throat.
We're not telling
you.
Shut up. If the only
Why are you telling me to shut up?
You asked me to come on your program, correct?
Yes.
And I said, why don't you shut up?
You're telling my caller to shut up, and I don't like that.
If the only thing you knew about America was baseball, you would think America is full of nothing but little girls.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
But that is not all that you know about America. You know much more about America than baseball.
Yeah, you guys know a lot about
What am I, a terrorist?
Well, you're talking like you're defending them. You're talking like you defend the act of terror if we keep playing baseball.
I'm trying to tell you. This is the way to be friends with Arab people. Get rid of this game, which reduces a man to a child, that takes a man and gelds him of his essential manhood, so that he's nothing more than a eunuch.
So why do we have to be friends with the Arab people? Why don't they be friends with us?
If we want to be friends with the Arab people, both of you shut up and listen to me.
If you tell me to shut up one more time.
All right, I'm telling her to shut up. Mandy?
Yes.
Shut up.
You shut up.
No, I'd like you to shut your mouth.
Why?
Don't tell
because
her to
I'm
shut
a woman?
Up.
If you don't want more 911, you know what to do.
Excuse me?
If you don't, did you like 911 or didn't you?
I did not like it.
Okay, then keep playing baseball, and if you don't play baseball, there will be no more.
All right, okay.
I mean,
look,
aren't there other things that would make the people...
Shut your mouth and...
You shut up! Thank you, Mandy. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Raj Fanin, writer for Baseball World Digest, who basically says that baseball is completely irrelevant on the American scene, and if we want to continue to engender anger and hatred from Al-Qaeda and the Arab world, we'll keep on playing baseball. But it's not a man's game, and if the only thing you knew about America was that we played baseball, you'd think it was a country filled with little girls. And on top of that, he keeps telling me to shut up.